Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. If you haven't been tuning in, I'm so glad that you are here. And if you have, thank you so much for continuing. We are officially in 2026. And of course, I have to just say that if you are not taking care of yourself, your health is your wealth. And really, that's how I'm going to start our show, because joining us, and I'm sure you've heard her, and I'm sure you might know her, Lynn Michelatos is here with us today. She's the owner of The Greek in the Ventura Harbor. And in fact, we were just talking about one of the huge celebrations that she just had. I was just there eating at her restaurant. So many good things that she does there. And then, of course, you also have the other restaurant, right? The Mexican, and what is it called?
Margarita Villa.
Margarita Villa. Okay, yeah. And gosh, how long have you had that one too?
It's been over 25 years and 31 for the Greek. Yeah.
Unbelievable. This lady is like on fire. But of course, she has a new passion. And we've been really just talking about that. And her newest passion is really just honoring our health and helping so many people. And today we're going to talk a little bit about X39 and, of course, the power of the patch. And, of course, welcome, Lynn. Thank you so much for being here. I just want to remind our listeners, for anybody that would like to call in, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. We'd love you to reach out to us and tell us we're doing a great job. And also, if you are, you know, need anything that I can support you in, I would love to do that also. I'm really excited because Lynn was a speaker at my business mixer that we just had this last Thursday night. And of course, we have another one coming up next month. So if you are not there and you have a business, please reach out to us. And you can also text us at that number. But again, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is your health is your wealth. If you are not feeling good, and trust me, been there, done that, is you need to honor your body, take care of yourself. And really, there's so many things out, like the stem cell, studies that Lynn is a part of, that can make your body feel so much better, stronger. And I was telling Lynn, or Lynn was telling me, it's like when you sign up and you have a patch on, you've like hired a whole team to take care of your body. And so, Lynn, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
Yeah, so talk to us. First of all, how long have you been doing this? I know that we were talking a little bit about it and how much it's helped you and your husband, your sister. I mean, you've gotten a lot of people on this just to really, help their bodies, correct?
Yeah, well, I started out, I had been doing some research on the stem cell injections. And I had followed some friends of mine that were involved in that down south. And so I already was aware of how stem cell activity can happen. And I was very leery about the injections. Where did they come from? How long does it last? How expensive is it? And boy, that was the
An
big
eye opener, right? Yes.
yeah. And thousands and thousands, and how many, injections do you need? So when I heard about these patches, I was just like, wow, yes, I want to try it. I mean, I didn't even want to know that much about it. I just wanted them. And because they're very reasonable, it's only like $99 for a sleeve of 30 patches. And so I ordered some patches right away through my massage therapist who was trying them out, and she didn't really know too much about them either. So her sponsor is it was a retired chiropractor. So we got together and I ordered my patches and we started using them. And we all have bone issues and joint issues and
Aches and pains and
oh
exactly. As you're
yeah.
saying that, I'm kind of like going, okay, I probably need those patches.
So it's been 15, 16 months now, and I can't believe the time has gone by so fast, and that here we are in 2026. And boy, I'll tell you. But I'm just feeling better and stronger every day. And you can't help but share when people, when you're pregnant, you see all these other pregnant people. Well, now that I'm involved in LifeWave and the patches, I hear people saying, "Oh, I've got this problem, I've got that problem." I said, "Oh, have you heard about these new patches that help with all that?" And so, people are very interested because everybody's got something going on, it seems like.
And with every year, I want to say, not as you're getting older, but as you're getting wiser, right? Our bodies take our, the toll on each other, and so you need something to help you. And so let's talk about X39 first of all. And let's actually even back up. How does somebody become, like there's a lot of people that would like to do this as an extra income even, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I wasn't thinking of that in the beginning, but then I've met all these people that are doing extremely well, and the company is very, very strong and honest. And I've met the top brass of the company and I've been to the corporate office. So I'm one of these that I want to know as
You
much
dive in all the way. I
as
know. I mean, the second we've known each other forever, but as I get to even know you better, I could tell you are one of those that you're like me. I dive in. So yeah, I want to know the best. I want to know it all so I can help people.
So yeah, I've been to Florida, I've been to California, I've been to Utah. So I am totally convinced that this company is amazing, and all the people involved that I have met have just been wonderful and so supportive. Because I didn't know much, and I said, "Don't worry, we're here to support you. We're here." In fact, I had a long conversation last night with my mentor in Texas, which lives 30 miles from my hometown. Which
How
that
funny. I think I met her at one of
yes,
your meetings online, right? Yes.
yes,
Yeah.
yes. Uh-huh.
Very nice lady.
Yeah, Dr. Velvet, and so she was helping me get some better pictures together and things. So yeah, we have a meeting on the 24th too, at the restaurant. So we've been doing monthly lunch and learn, and there's no charge for those. So
And
we're
how many people are usually attending?
we've been getting like 25 to 30, and I think we'll get
Great.
more this time because we've got a number of us that are inviting guests to come, and so we're always happy to feed people and feed them a lot of good healthy knowledge and give them samples of the product at the meeting.
Right.
So
Well, that's
sometimes
so good.
people actually
Yeah.
have a result right away, but you never know, everybody's different.
Right. First of all, share where, and everybody's invited to these meetings, right? So if somebody right now is listening and they want to learn more about this and be at your meeting, can you share exactly what time and where and all that?
It's 11:30 to 1 at my restaurant, Ventura Harbor, the Greek Mediterranean Steak and Seafood. It's at 1583 Spinnaker Drive. As you're coming into the harbor, it's entrance number 3 is where you park, and then you'll be able to see our tower with our name on the there. And my cell phone number for reservations is 805-407-4302. And you can text me information. I really don't answer phones that I don't know who they are, but text and I'll get back to you. Or my email is greeklyn@gmail.com. And yeah, so
And it
happy
starts at
to
11:30, is that what you said?
11:30 to 1. Yeah, we have lunch
And what's the date?
January 24th.
January 24th. Is that a Thursday?
It's a Thursday,
Yeah,
yeah. The
okay.
monthly meetings that we're having on Thursdays.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And of course, so what do you have to qualify to get in, or how does that work? What do you have to know, or how do you become, a distributor?
We have like different levels that people can come in if they just want to be a customer. They can buy retail, or if they do a subscription where they have a monthly subscription, then they buy wholesale and they can become a preferred customer. And if they're interested in sharing, or they can start off that way, or they're interested in sharing, they can become a brand partner, which there's different packages that they can come in on, and starting with 3 sleeves a month up to 20, not a month, but I mean the package to start off with. And so someone that wants to become a brand partner is $25 is the only enrollment fee. But when you purchase a package, it starts at $295 with 3 packages, then the enrollment fee is waived.
And
And
Lynn, how do you wear these, or how do you use these? Like, how many patches would you be using?
well, you start off with one patch, and the clinical, there's a multiple clinical trials on the X39, and they recommend the C7 on the back of the neck. It's right at where that bone is, right? And that's where, but you can, they're systemic, so the patch you can wear anywhere on your body. Sometimes, if someone has a pain point, they just want to put it right on the pain point, and it will go to every place in the body. So, like I said, it's just systemic. So,
What does that mean, systemic?
It means that it goes through every part of your body.
So if somebody's taking medication or anything like that, does that interfere with their medication?
No, the patches are non-transdermal. It's a type of light therapy. So we all have light in our body, you know, that at night, if you're looking through ultraviolet light glasses or something, you can see people moving in the natural light that's in their body. So rather than a light therapy, which is also like a buzzword these days, when it's not an external light. Our products send a signal, and it like a mirror reflecting back into the body. So there's nothing goes in the body. It's everything is natural, and there's no, you know, any problems with medications that you're already taking. The only thing they're concerned with is if people are on some sort of cancer treatment, and that's up to their doctor. And we encourage people to ask their doctors to work with them, and that this is something they're interested in. Because a lot of people say, "Well, I don't know. I want to talk to my doctor about it." Well, many doctors don't know about this, but it is natural, and we do have hundreds of doctors that are involved because they'll see their patients using it and they're going, "Oh, well, there's something really to this." And I have several doctors that I'm working with right now, and you know, there's so much science and so much facts that it's
Interesting. Let me ask
it
you,
may work, but
I
that's
know that the X39, is that the one that's used the most, or are there different kinds of patches?
Well, the X39 is our flagship because the early patches, the company's 21 years old. And the early patches was our founder, David Schmidt, had a contract with the Department of the Navy. They were looking for energy ways to increase energy for the Navy SEALs because when they're on duty, you know, sometimes days on end and they're not getting very much sleep. And if they're in a submarine, they're not getting light. And, you know, the sun is like a type of light therapy too. You know, how we get vitamin D is stimulated in our body just from the sun. And so this is something that's reflecting our natural body. There's no external light being used.
And so there's, I'm kind of looking at your brochure here, the X39, then the X49 increases more of like performance, strength, stamina, right? Do
Yeah,
you use
those were
both
the
of
two
those?
newer patches that were just launched 6 and 7 years ago. Together, they really do an amazing job. We have many, many professional athletes that wear these patches. You might see sometimes, you know, on the bodies of some well-known athletes. And what the X49 does is it really supports the bone, the muscle, and the heart. And of course, you know, the heart is a muscle. And so when people are using the X39, it's balancing the entire body. And you know, one of the doctors on these regular Zoom calls that are done that anybody can watch on Sundays and Thursdays, they talk about you can't pick the fix. So the body knows what it needs. The body knows better than most doctors know. And so the patch will go into the area that needs it the most. Like we know, if you get a cut on your finger or anywhere on your body, that's where the stem cells are the repair cells of our body. And that's where, you know, like when you're a child and you've got so many trillions of stem cells, kids heal so fast. As we age, you know, a lot of those stem cells go dormant. And so that's why it takes longer to heal, and we have more, takes longer to recover. But with the X39 in particular, many doctors and surgeons are using before their patients have surgery. And they find that the healing process is sped up like 50%.
Wow.
There's
I'm
a
going to
lot
share
of
our screen.
documentation.
Yeah, I'm going to share our screen of something that you had shared with me. And let's see. Yeah. So why 10 years of stem cell research? And of course, can you share a little bit about this?
Well, by age 30, your stem cells have decreased by about 50%. And by age 60, only a small percentage are still active. So it's a very fast decline. You know, we have more aches and pains, less energy and stamina, slower recovery from exercise, fine lines, wrinkles, and hair loss, reduced sleep quality, decreased memory, mental clarity and focus, weight gain, and increased inflammation. So these patches of do, I mean, the biggest thing that I had immediately was better sleep. I had not slept more than 2 hours at a time for years and years and years. And the very first night after I had worn the patches for 12 hours, because that's the system you wear, 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And
oh, so you don't wear it every day?
You wear it every day. You just wear it 12 hours a day. And the consistency is so important. Because if you can't, if you wear, you know, today and then you skip a day, and your body needs consistency for consistent healing,
right?
And hydration. So it's important that you eat well and you drink a lot of fluids in order to, and not particularly any fluid, but mostly good clean water,
right?
It's just you feel better overall.
So do
mental
you?
Clarity is amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Do you wear the X39 or the X49? What do you do personally?
Well, when I started out, and what we normally recommend, people start with the X39 because that is, you know, the holy grail of our product line. And so that does go to every part of your body. If you're an athlete or if you have any bone issues or need more strength in your muscles and your bones, then the X49. And of course, if you're an athlete, then you really need that performance. That's why they call it a performance bundle, because it adds muscle. One of the doctors that is on regularly on these radio programs and Zoom programs I was telling you about are, you know, he gained muscle in his 60s. He would gain, like, in just a year, like 10 pounds of muscle. And he said that's just unheard of for someone his age. And so many of the doctors say the same things. Boy, I wish I'd had this in my practice 20 years ago, because
wow.
I would be telling people, well, and I do tell people now, a lot different story than what I have in the past.
Wow, that's
And
excellent. Incredible. Well, gosh, I can't wait for you to be back on again. I just learned so much from this. How do our listeners find you and order theirs, and not only just order it, but be a part of it so that we can really just continue to share this with so many people so that we can make everybody, you know, their health is their wealth. And it's really just all about that.
Well, it is important that you work with a brand partner like myself. Because then you have the customer service, you have the guarantees, and you're getting the right product. And just like any good product out there, there's a lot of people that are doing knockoffs. So if you try to order through Amazon or through the internet, or somebody sends you something that looks weird, it probably is. And you don't want to
take a chance.
When I was in China, people were going in these knockoff places, and by the time they got back in the bus, because I was on a chamber of commerce thing, their watches or wallets or whatever were falling apart once before they even.
That, oh gosh, yeah.
So yeah, those items many times are fake. So you want to make sure that you're with.
Well, Lynn, give out your website for one, and then your phone number so people can text you.
Okay, my website is liveyounger.com/GreekLynn, and it's LYNN, no E. And my cell phone for texting is 805-407-4302. And my website is Greek, I mean, my email is GreekLynn@gmail.com.
There you go.
And any of those ways. And, I'm in Ventura, California, but we have, we distribute all over the world, or it's over 80 countries now. I've got people using the patches in Greece and in Texas and different
Everywhere.
states, and we're all over everywhere. So the company is growing so quickly, and we just had like a vision meeting with the head of the company, the CEO, David Schmidt. And they're ramping up. They've just started a new distribution factory in Ireland. And he said, "We're growing so fast that we're ramping up, and we have never been, sold out or had a delay from not having production." So they are backing us up amazingly. And so there's no issues with that. And locally, everything comes out of San Diego.
Oh, so
And
with
everything is
inventory, yeah.
shipped FedEx. So within a couple of days, anywhere in the United States, people can receive their product. And then they have European distribution in all these different countries as well, too.
I love it.
So it's just
Always.
an amazing time. And with there's a new water machine coming out with the light, it's going to be infused into the water so that it goes into
Wow.
the body. So that's supposed to be released next month. So we're very excited about that.
So many new things. I love it. Again, Lynn, thank you so much for being here. I always love talking to you, and you are an inspiration in Ventura, but all over the world. And I love your new passion that you're doing. And like you said, it's given you a new lease on life too, and also so much energy. So again, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing it here on my show, on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
I'm glad that we reconnected after all these years. It's so
I
fun.
know,
We
so
get
much
to be at
fun.
the same place at the same time
Isn't
networking.
that fun? I know, I love it. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break and stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, joining me today again is Dr. Smith. And of course, she has been on my show before. And God, what she does and what she her book is about is getting more relevant in our world. And it's a little scary to me. But again, her book is The Before Their Crimes, What Were Misunderstandings About Childhood Trauma, Youth Crime, and the Path to Healing. And what are we misunderstanding as families? I mean, now we just heard of the Reimers and Reiners? But and then before that, it was the Mendez brothers. It's a scary world right now. And of course, here today to talk about it is Dr. Wendy Smith. Wendy, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Very pleased to be here and sorry in a way that, you know, my discussions with you are often not on the brighter side of life.
Right.
Hopefully they will do their small bit toward, you know, making things brighter in the future.
100%. And of course, with your 35 years of, of knowledge and education, and of course, you as a psychotherapist in your private practice, you have learned through all these things at USC. So I'm excited always to learn more. And first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you've been on before, but we would love to know a little bit more about you.
Okay. Well, since I'm not the youngest person around, I've done a lot of different things. Probably the two longest lasting and, most significant were 35 years of clinical practice and then 25 years of teaching and administration at the University of Southern California in the School of Social Work. And since then, also, of course, the research to write this book that currently is out. And I also spend a fair amount of my career throughout working with nonprofit organizations.
What are the nonprofits that you work with?
Well, there have been quite a few. They include the Red Cross, where I was on what they call a disaster mental health team that would go out after fires and plane crashes and, traumatic events on a large scale. I've also been active with two organizations that serve foster youth and youth coming out of foster care. I've been involved with the Venice Family Clinic for a long time and with the Anti-Recidivism Coalition and also with Human Rights Watch. So
Wow, you've had your hands full and giving your heart out there. I love that. Why did you go into this field? What was the background behind you?
well, it's interesting because it shows you, in a way, how things come full circle. When I was a college student, I thought I was an English major and I wanted to write. But I didn't feel kind of driven toward any particular subject, or, I didn't have an idea for a novel or anything like that. And as part of my education in college, I tutored at a disadvantaged neighborhood elementary school. And I found when I went there that I was really much more interested in talking with the students about their lives than I was in doing the teaching. So that led me to social work school because I knew that could enable me to practice clinically and talk to and let people talk to me about their lives every day. And that's kind of how I got into social work. And then when my kids were school age themselves, I decided to go back to school for my doctorate so I could teach future social workers. And
Wow.
I got to the university.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. And so you had your own private practice and then you started teaching on top of it. And then your next chapter was writing this book.
Right. I had earlier written a book on working with young people in foster care. And then this book happened, interestingly, as a result of a number of visits I went on to prisons with people from the Human Rights Watch organization, where they were informing incarcerated people who committed their crimes when they were kids about new laws in California that would allow them to get their sentences revisited.
Right.
And at those, so they took me along or asked me to come to lead what we call the insight groups to teach the people how to start thinking about what led to their crimes so that they would be able to demonstrate understanding of how they came to those moments and that lifestyle so that they could show that they knew enough about themselves not to make the same mistakes.
Wow. And did they learn those mistakes? Did they
Well, the
do it?
people who volunteered to be interviewed for my book, they did. And, in a way, they were like not a random sample because they volunteered and they were people who wanted to give back. They had learned enough while they were in prison to have really developed a kind of insight that could help other people. And their stories are told in my book, partly in their own voices, and partly I discuss them in terms of the traumas they experienced in childhood.
Wow. And is it like a rehabilitation that they had to go through, or like
And some of them kind of were able to face their own crimes as well as their own traumatic experience through self-help groups in prison, of which in some prisons there are quite a few. Some of them went through drug rehabilitation while they were in prison, and some of them were inspired by other prisoners or by books they were reading. I mean, that's one of the interesting things I think that I write about in the book too, is how some of them came to change and heal and become accountable.
Right. Interesting. You talk about parasite. What is parasite?
Parasite is the technical, probably Greek or Latin, I'm not sure which, term for killing your parents.
Wow.
So
Okay.
if you just killed your mother, it would be matricide, or patricide if it was your father. But killing both parents is parasite.
How unusual is that, or how normal is that?
It's totally not normal.
Okay, good.
It's actually accounts for only 2% of all homicides. And within that 2%, which is a small percentage, only 4 to 8% of killing a parent involves killing both parents. So it's highly unusual.
Yeah.
And you can see why. I mean, it crosses a boundary that is so kind of universal
Yeah, the
that.
two parents that brought you into this world that take care of you, that honor you, you know. I mean, we're looking at the newest one, although it's interesting. So, well, first of all, the Reiner family, okay. You
So
look at
let's just say at the outset that while it looks like it was the son, we don't really know that with
That's true.
certainty.
What do you think differently?
You know, I think there's so much circumstantial evidence that it seems likely. But and there are many things about the son that are congruent with the research on descriptive elements of people who do kill their parents. I mean, he's in the age range. He's a white male. He was either, I mean, it sounds as if he has suffered from serious mental illness, which often plays a part in adults who kill their parents. And I think his drug and alcohol problems also fit that profile. So there are a lot of circumstantial similarities. But of course, we don't know that with certainty.
Right. Now he was, they had changed his medication. Does that play a big part in it?
I think it, I mean, I guess we could speculate on whether it was an effect, a side effect of the medication somehow affected his control of his impulses, but it could also be that it was changed because his diagnosis was more serious.
Right.
If he did kill them, that it was a reflection of his mental illness more than the actual medication.
Yeah. There was another a doctor in our area that he came and shot his mom and dad too. Another one. Just I don't know if you've heard about
I
that. That
don't
was
think so.
in Simi Valley, and
Really?
just recently, right 2 weeks before that. And I actually happen to know part of the family.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he went and set his car on fire and killed himself, you know. He came basically and drove by and shot his parents in the garage. Yeah.
Terrible.
But yeah, I mean, it's all terrible. And, you know, I mean, so when you say that it's like 2%. You know, from are these copycats? Are they, you
I
know?
don't think so. I think given the kind of seriously transgressive nature of killing a parent, things have to be pretty bad, either in terms of psychosis or when kids kill their parents, like the Menendez brothers, it's much more frequently related to chronic abuse.
Wow. And now in the Reiner situation, I mean, on the outside, it looks like, he made a film about him. It seems like he, at least the father seems like he did everything he could to have a relationship with him. Like, we never know what goes on behind closed doors, right?
We don't. But I found it ironic in a way because Rob Reiner, as you might know, was primarily responsible for the tax that went to creating First Five California.
Right.
I actually served at one point as a commissioner on the First Five LA board, and that's all about making the first 5 years of life more promising.
Right.
So it just seemed particularly poignant that this might have happened to him.
Yeah, crazy. Anyways, okay. So talk to us a little bit more. What are the ACEs and why are they important?
Okay, ACE, ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Experience, basically bad things that happen to children. And in like the late 90s, some researchers did a study that was foundational where they were able to survey something like 9,000 Kaiser patients about their early experiences that were traumatic, like if they were abused, if their parent had a mental illness, if they had an incarcerated parent, if they were either sexually or physically abused or neglected. There were like 10, I think, categories at that time. And that survey revealed really for the first time how when you have these kind of traumatic experiences in childhood, it has implications for your long-term health, not just your physical health, but your mental health
Wow.
and your likelihood of committing suicide, your likelihood of being on financial public assistance, your likelihood of having all kinds of chronic diseases. So people started to really take early childhood adverse experience, ACEs, more seriously. And that was kind of the genesis of it. And when I talked to these men and women in prison, I realized that this was the story for many of them.
Really.
Yeah. And so that's what made me interested in deeper interviews about childhood and, writing something about that so that we more broadly understand that juvenile crime doesn't just happen in a vacuum. There's always a story behind
Don't we all have stories behind us? I
it.
mean,
We do.
right? I mean, we all have
But
stories.
hopefully, we don't have the kind of trauma
Right.
in our first few years when our brain is basically being built.
Right.
Like our ability to manage stress, that's being constructed really in our first several years of life. And so if you, during that time, you are beaten or you are neglected, that has an impact on your stress response, how you respond to upsetting moments or events.
Wow. Wendy, talk to us about like the kids that have been taken and maybe abused and where they, have been locked in a cage or that kind of thing. I mean, it's horrific. What are they likely? What's their outcome?
Well, I think it's important to say that not every person who's abused commits crimes,
Okay.
because there are many more children who've had adverse experiences who go on to lead productive lives.
Okay.
Well, I just want to, you
That's
know,
very good to say. Yeah.
I don't want people to think that because you've had the misfortune of painful experience early in life, you're doomed. You're not. We have what's called plasticity. That means we can adapt to positive events that fall. So even if you've had a terrible beginning, if you then have good experiences in relationship, you can definitely, you know, recover and heal.
Good to know. Good to know. I
Yeah.
think that's the brighter side right there.
Yes, that is
So,
the brighter side. And
I mean,
really,
you really, we have a resilience in our bodies, in our minds, and everything, right? To always come back stronger.
right.
And I think that's really important that we talk about that.
And that's in a way, I mean, the message of my book is partly how damaging trauma is, but also how people can recover from even just the saddest, most painful early experiences to heal and to become accountable for people they've hurt and to go on. I mean, many of the people in the book, and I include that at the end of the book, are now involved in helping others. The very same people who, as a 16 or 17-year-old, committed a violent crime.
Right. Wow. So do you think that there definitely is life after crime?
I think there is. I think it depends very much on what's available to you in your environment. And that's why I think people who commit crimes when they're kids, when they still are in the midst of developing, they need to be put in places where they can have help to become the people we want them to be, not tossed into adult prisons.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I do a lot of work for like big brothers and big sisters. Okay, there's a
Great
person.
example
Yeah.
of what can be a profoundly changing experience.
Exactly. And so you see, you know, that's why they have big brothers or big sisters, so that they have a different view on life and how it might be different and how their life can be changed.
And you know what? What's so key about that, and what I think is so great that big brothers and big sisters recognize, is the power of relationship.
100%. Yeah.
That is where change happens.
That's right. I love it. Can you share a little bit about your upbringing and your parents and where you grew up?
I can. My parents were both refugees from Nazi Germany. They escaped as young people, my mother when she was 16 and my dad when he was about 20. And both, for different reasons, went to England where they met and married and had me and my sister.
So, were you f born in England?
I was.
Ah, there you go. That's
They
great.
immigrated in about 1950 because London was a very depressed place after the war.
Yeah, my parents were from London too,
Oh.
and they came over on the Queen Mary, and that's where my mom was delivering me on the Queen Mary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my mother actually delivered my sister while bombs were falling on London.
Yeah, that was a scary time. I remember my mom sharing that with me. And you know, I mean, there's a perfect scenario of my mom, you know, would hear thunder and lightning, and that would be just
Don't
a
happen. Yeah.
PTSD, you know, or is that what it'd be? Yeah, of like a remembering that, you know. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So they came to the States. I don't know if your parents came directly to LA. Mine went first to New York, but my mother didn't like New York at all. So they came out here where they knew no one.
Right. My parents, my dad's sister was out here, and so that's how they came to come out here. But they came out, you know, other than that, they didn't know anybody, and how brave, right? To
They
start
were
over.
pioneers. Yeah.
They were many years ago, right? So yeah, it's interesting. Well, I love this. What's next for you, Wendy?
Well, I haven't fully settled on the next book, although I think there will be one. So in the meantime, I'm writing a blog for Psychology Today.
Okay, you're not bored, right?
Not bored. And I'm still very active with the National Foster Youth Institute and the Venice Clinic. So,
Okay. Let me ask you, when you say that you're involved in the foster, is a lot of people still looking to foster children?
not enough.
Right.
We are very short of foster families. And so kids often end up in, group facilities, which don't give you enough of that relationship that you need. So
Right.
if you know people who are interested in fostering, please encourage them.
Right. And a lot of people are afraid because they've gone through, some traumas, right? But at the same time, it's all about relationships and you can give so much.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. Wendy, can you tell everybody where we can find your book again?
Yes. Well, one easy way is to go to my website, wendybsmithphd.net. You can order it from there. You can also get it directly from Amazon or Bloomsbury, the publisher. And you can find me on social media on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn.
There you go. Well, I thank you so much again for coming on and really sharing your story and of course your experience and being a part of the brighter side of life and business on the Kim Pagano Show.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Kim.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay well.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's so honored that you have tuned in. And thank you, of course, to my sponsors and for everybody joining me at my mixer. Also, I do want to announce that our next mixer is going to be March 12th at one of our sponsors. And we are so grateful for that at a Manhattan of Camarillo. And 5 to 8 in the evening. If you are looking to share your business or get your name out there, and get your name out there, I guess I should say. We would love to have you and definitely reach out to us. You can text us at 805-419-0008. And also, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is never stop learning because life never stops teaching. With that, you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.